Tess Zion Mal Cheshvan, Thursday the 25th of October, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Shabbos, True Kindness.
A huge schlep to get here today. So the title is, Shabbos True Kindness. Indeed, this is a very special Shabbos around the world. Launched in South Africa, Rabbi Goldstein, the Shabbos Project, and many cities around the world are once again highlighting the beauty of Shmirah Shabbos, introducing Shmirah Shabbos to many who are uninitiated, which is a wonderful thing. And it is also Parshas Vayera, so I'm going to try and be a little ambitious, and connect the Parsha to the event of the week, which is the Shabbos Project. And I do also have to start with a brief apology. I could not remember whether I had spoken here on Parshas Vayera before, over the years, and you don't remember either. I did ask Dudi. I said, "Can you look it up?" He said, "It doesn't look like it, or certainly not recently." Although something at the back of my mind says that I have.
We'll stop you if you've heard it before.
Okay, so I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I made sure that even if it is, so to speak, an old shir, that there would be some chiddushim in it. And certainly, any previous times that I've spoken Parshas Vayera, I certainly have not connected that. I do know that I've not connected it to Shabbos. So with Siyata Dishmaya, I will hopefully be able to do that. Parshas Vayera begins with one of the most well-known passages, stories in the Torah altogether, and that is, of course, the episode concerning Avraham Avinu. He's just had his bris milah. He's sitting in the entranceway to his tent, as the pasuk says, "V'hu yoshe pesach ha'oihel kechoim hayom," in the heat of the day, or as the day was very, very hot. We'll soon see in a moment why we are told the weather forecast. It's not usual that the Torah tells us the weather conditions, more like, you know, what's the difference. Barashi will tell us that is actually significant, that it was a hot day. And the apostle continues, "Vayisa eno vayar, v'yineshlosh anoshim nitzovim alav," and he sees these three so-called anoshim. Rashi tells us that they were actually malochim, ki yadua, and he leaps into action, springs into action, and serves these malochim. Okay, so I think that's enough as a backdrop to what we want to say. Rashi says, "Kechoim hayoim," that it was a boiling hot day. "Hoitzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu chamu min artiko." Hakadosh Baruch Hu removed the sun from its shield, from its bag, so to speak. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it particularly hot that day. Why? In order not to bother Avraham Avinu, who was old and he was sick and he was in his post-bris recovery state, and in order not to bother him with Orechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it particularly hot in order that there would be nobody outside, effectively.
In that case, why did Melochim come?
Oh! Getting there. Olefi Shavaohu Mitzta'er. Seeing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu was not happy about the situation, Sheloi Hoya Orchim Borim, that there were no guests coming to him, Hevi HaMalochim Alov Midmus Anoshim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him Malochim, angels, right, from Shomayim, in place of just, so to speak, regular guests. Okay, let's ask a couple of questions here. Let's ask three questions and then another one. First of all, just imagine you've got a bit of spare time on your hands. You decide to pop down to the Royal Free because you'd like to visit old Mr. Goldstein, and perhaps you know, Mrs. Cohen, whoever, you know, you've heard some people in Lebacher in hospital, you want to go and pay a visit, you go down there, you speak to the desk, you say, I'd like to visit this person, that person. Oh, no, everyone, they were all discharged this morning. Everybody was sent home, everybody's better, right? What is the normal response to such a situation? Should be, Baruch Hashem, right? No one's in hospital. How strange would it be if someone's reaction, right, was something along the lines of, oh, I've come down all this way to visit people in hospital, and there's no one here, no one's sick? That's not fair? Right, make somebody sick, quickly. Can you spread a quick disease around the hospital? I mean, I'm a busy man. What is this, Avraham Avinu? He's looking outside of his tent, there's no one, there's no orachim. That means there's no one who's tired, no one who's dehydrated, no one who's hot and bothered, no one who's hungry. No, gevaldi, Baruch Hashem. So what? You should get upset that there's nobody there in order for you to mukam your mitzvah. That's the question number one. The second question is, okay, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu was mitzvah, let's send him guests anyway. So where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu find his guests to send Avraham Avinu? Does he find them in the desert? Does he find them sort of local? Right. No, Shomayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to send Malachim from heaven. Those are the nearest available guests. The nearest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have directed some Bedouins? Some Bedouins via Avraham Avinu's tent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hamechen Mitzadei Gover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just sort of, any random shepherd with his sheep could have just, with his goats, could have come by. He's got to go to Shomayim to send Avraham Avinu guests. Maze. So then bring some clouds in. So cool. He must have made the guests stop coming, so cool the day down. And then you have everybody out on the street again. Oy, oy, oy. And then perhaps, most of all, perhaps one could ask is that, Chas Shalom to say such a thing, but was Avraham Avinu really being Machnas Erech? Was he really looking after guests? He wasn't. They weren't eating. It looked like they were eating. But you know, it's a bit like when sometimes you go to a Simcha, a Kiddush or a Vot or something, and they say, oh, have some of this. No, have some. And the Baal Simcha sort of insists. You know, they pours you a glass of something that you don't really want to have. And then someone else comes and says Mazel Tov, so his attention is diverted. What do you do with it? Just slip it there on the table. Slip it there. Mazel Tov, Asachnach is a waste of money. Right? Some of these whiskeys are worth a lot of money. Oh, but, you pour it over your shoulder, right? Get rid of it. So these malachim, shkoyach, done, very nice. Right? And they're not even eating. So we're sitting there looking at Avraham saying, oh, I'm miskin. Nebuch, he's running around, shechting, baking, ahin and ahaling, out of mamish asudga, sudga shlomi b'shai toi, and the guests aren't even eating.
They must be eating, otherwise we can't blame them for eating meat and milk together.
No, maybe the couch on the meat and milk is how could Avraham Avinu, who thought that they were human beings, how could he prepare a suga of meat and milk together? Okay, so these are some of the questions that arise as we enter into the parasha Vayera that seem a little bit difficult. Now, if we can fast forward a little bit, so hopefully it's just about enough time for this, and I hope I'll be able to get to it, otherwise I'll have to come back during Parshas Chayesorah. But in Parshas Chayesora, so it's narrated the next generation. Avraham Avinu has dispatched Eliezer to find a shidduch for Yitzchak, right? And so the Maisa goes there like this, that Eliezer, I don't know if I have time. Maybe we'll leave Chayesora out. We started a bit late. Maybe we'll leave Chayesora out, and if there's time, I don't want to spoil it as well. It's such a precious, beautiful vort that if I rush it in the end, it's better not to do it. In my house, we always have a principle that says, better no biscuit than a half-baked one. How true is that?
Not really.
We have a candidate for half-baked biscuits, but yeah, in my house, no thank you. So is that sorry? Let's stick with Avraham and Parshas Vayera. It's enough with the Yesod, especially because I want to connect it to Shabbos. Avraham Avinu. If you would stop the average person on the street and say, "So Avraham, tell me about him." So if he's learned the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he'll know the history and know all about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a young child. He was raised amongst Ovdei Avodah Zarah, his own parents, his own family, his own village. Everyone was serving Avodah Zarah. But Avraham Avinu was not happy because he wasn't convinced. Can't be. Something's wrong. But he himself, in the early days, you know, he wasn't convinced enough that he could break away. You know, it takes time for a person to build up the conviction and the courage. Right? It says that the Rambam says that Avraham Avinu used to join in the Avodah Zorah with everybody else. That's the Shtein Rambam. Right? Until eventually he came to the recognition that this is all Sheker V'Chozov and it's nonsense. And he takes that hammer, famously, right? And he smashes up all the idols. Yeah, and he puts it in the arms of the chief idol. I mean, his father Terach, right, who was the idol manufacturer, the idol businessman, comes home. He says, "What happened?" He says, "Right, Kiyadua, that the idol smashed everything up." He says, "It can't be." So they say about Terach, when people asked him, "Who has business?" He'd say, "Thank gods."
Thank God. Yeah. But smashing.
So Avraham Avinu Kiyadua, he comes to the recognition and the realization that there's one Hashem, Hashem Echad, and he starts to teach the world that they're making a mistake, there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam. So this Avraham Avinu Kiyadua, the great thinker, the great, you can even use the word philosopher, if that's not an insult, the monotheist, the Baal Emuna, the person who was Makid the Ribbono Shel Olam, taught about the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is Avraham Avinu in a nutshell. However, we also see a very different side to Avraham, very different side. As it says in the Pasuk of Micha, which was just said a very short while ago, Titein emes liyankov, chesed Avraham. Avraham Avinu is the omer of chesed. Avraham Avinu is the kind person, the benevolent person, the Machin Zoyrach, as we're seeing here in this week's parasha. The famous tent with the four flaps in each direction. Avraham Avinu is the ultimate Baal Chesed. Dost Avraham. Hoyle Moimel Ashrei Shedvarim, Ala Torah, Yankiv, Ala Avodah, Yitzchok, Mes Chesodim, is Avraham. So the Shaila is, so who is Avraham? Is Avraham the Baal Emuna, the thinker, Ben Odom Lamokun, Be'etzem, right, Emuna? It's really a Ben Odin Amokim thing. Or is Avraham Avinu the Baal Chesed? Is it Ben Odin HaChaveroi? So you could say, maybe, why does it have to be one, not the other? Why can't it be both? One could argue. But the truth is, for a number of reasons, that doesn't really work. First of all, when it comes to the obvious are the Shroshim. A Shoresh has to be neat, it has to be undiluted, it has to be singular. You can graft things later. But the Shoresh, what is the Shoresh? What is the original seed? Look at Yitzchak, for example. Yitzchak is Avodah, he's Pachad, he's Yiros, all the same thing. Avraham is Torah, Yaakov is Torah, Emes, Torah's Emes. Avraham, is he the figure of this grandfatherly, you know, kind, cuddly, you know, benevolent, magnanimous character? Or is he sort of the, you know, they say about the Gedolim, before the war, they compare Reb Chaim Brisker and the Chofetz Chaim. They used to say about Reb Chaim Brisker was the gaon, the genius, Ilui Niflo. And the Chofetz Chaim was this wonderful Oev Yisrael, Chofetz Chaim, Chasu Shalom, you know, Sinas Chinom, and Loshon Hara. And it was only subsequently discovered the gaonness and the godless of the Chofetz Chaim, which I still find is a remarkable thing that he's known as the Chofetz Chaim rather than the Mishnah Brewer, which the Chor is a much more significant achievement. The Chor, the Chofetz Chaim, is one mitzvah in one little sefer. And Mishnah Brewer is the Elon, we call everything, is still to this day the absolute benchmark of halacha. And the Chaim Brisker, as the story started emerging about his Avos Yisrael, said, in the Chanam, it's possible for a person to have both. But for Avraham Avinu, what does one have to do with the other? And even if you could say that the Shoresh could be sort of made up of very different elements, but why dafka these elements? Vosot emuna zutom mit chesed, and vosot chesed zutom mit emuna. So it's Azoi. Kiyadua Chazal tell us, Avraham Avinu was looking, trying to understand. He comes across what's called a biru de lekes. He finds that this capital is on fire, and he wants to know, mi hidlik, right? Who's running this whole world? Right? Who's in charge? It's impossible that the bala, that this bira doesn't have a bala bira, right? And all of a sudden, the bala bira appears and says, "It is me." So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Avraham Avinu's great search and great research and great journey of discovery, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears and says, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's me. Lech lecho me'aretzecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu is thinking to himself, look at this complicated world, look at this beautiful world, look at this world full of complexity, full of majesty. Favos, what's it here for? What's it here for? Dahainu like this. According to the Kofrim and Apokorsim, not that we want to even talk about what their day is, Bechlau, but the whole thing's an accident. The aside of accident, and the reason they want to believe in the sheker of accident, the reason, and I'm deliberately saying, the reason they want to believe in the theory of accident, is that if we're all accidents, then we could do what we want. We do what we want. If our great ancestors were swinging from their tails in the Amazon rainforest, right, then who are you to tell me how to behave? Right? Everything's just, you know, happenstance. Everything's mikre. The ashokorach of aderech is amalek. But Emon nefashteit that there's one Rebbeinu Shloilom, and he created the world at a certain point in time. So what's the logical conclusion? That it must have been for what? For a purpose. For a purpose. The word is purpose. If things are accidental, they have no purpose. They have no direction. It just happened. But as soon as you see design, as soon as you see that there's something that's been deliberately, intellectually, right, put together. So Azar Sotzach has a purpose, has a tachlis. So Avraham Avinu says to himself, Vos is taka the tachlis in the ganze Welt? Emon, once you find that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created it, so, pavos. So the answer is in the Ramchal. The answer is in the Ramchal. And if anybody ever stops you on the street and say, tell me something, I've got no issue with Animamin, the first Animamin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, Boiru and Manning is Kol HaBruim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything and continues to create everything. I've just got a question for you. Why? What would you say? So you pull out the Ramchal, and you'll tell your questioner three words. Derech Hatoiv Lehetiv. Full stop. He says in a few more words than that, but it's called the principle of Derech Hatoiv Lehetiv, which means it is the way of the good to do good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of good. That's his name, HaToiv Shimcha. But the problem is, you can't be good unless you do good. Someone sits on the couch at 6 o'clock in the morning and says, ooh, I'd like to eradicate disease from this continent and I'd like to, you know, end the famine on this continent. And at 6 o'clock in the evening, he's still sitting on the couch. I don't want to say he's not a good person because of that, but you've got to get up and do something. So the Rebbeinu Shloim, what Bashafen HaGantze Welt, created a world so that he could give to that world. So we are all here to receive the goodness of the Rebbeinu Shloim. Lenis Anag Al Hashem. So Avraham Avinu, in his quest to emulate the Rebbeinu Shloim, because the only way to get close to Hashem, the way to develop Dveikus B'Hashem, is to emulate His ways. Mahu Rachum, Apato Rachum. The whole Talmud Devar is about this. So Avraham Avinu says, Oy Bezoy, I need to become a Baal Chesed. And that's the connection between Emunah and Chesed. Einmal mit Gloit, Asidah Rebbeinu Shloim, was up a Schaffen der Welt, with a Tachlis to do good. So a person needs to become like the Rebbeinu Shloim, the Minas Koinoi, and he also needs to do good. So the Bein Odom Lachaveroi is fueled by a person's Bein Odom Lamokoi. One last Nakuda in this Prat is that, so what we're referring to effectively is what David HaMelech says, Ki Omarti Olam Chesed Yibone, that the whole world was created, right, founded on a foundation of Chesed, for a purpose of Chesed, a foundation of Chesed. But there's one kasha on all of this. The Rebbeinu Shloim is doing Chesed to who? At that moment in time. When Hashem created, invented the world, who is he doing Chesed to? There was no one there. No one needed Hashem's help. So who is he looking after? You hear the kasha?
The animals.
There were no animals. There was no one. There was no world. There was no world. There was nothing. There was no earth. There was no moon. There was no solar system. There was no Milky Way. There was no galaxies. There was nothing. Gar nicht, mit nicht, nothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, out of the goodness of my heart, I'm going to what? You hear the kasha? There's no one to look after. Bishloim, if somebody comes around during Shacharis and they say, I'm collecting for this, collecting for that. So you do the person the chesed, you give them a voucher, you give them some money. Very nice. But there was no one there. So leave it. No? So the answer can be found in Rav Dessler and also in the Malbin. And it's such a deep idea, but it's beautiful and it's wichtig and it's essential and it will relate to Shabbos as well. The answer is, when somebody comes around in shul asking for money, or somebody knocks on your door, or it's not a tzedakah case, or somebody's tripped and you rush in to help them and help them up, or you hear somebody's not well and you try to look after the family, and or you provide supper, or you spend time saying Tehillim, all of these things. Is this chesed? Is it chesed? It's not. It's not. According to the Meforshim, there's a different word that describes all of that. That activity and that attitude and all of those things. And that word is rachamim. Rachamim. Rachamim is different from chesed. Rachamim in English is maybe mercy or pity or compassion. But what it is reactionary. A situation arises and you respond to the situation. Had the situation not been there, you wouldn't have done it. Das ist Rachman. It's a very good thing. It's very, very choshev, very important. If a person is not a Rachman, chas v'shalom, it's one of the middos of Klal Yisrael, so Rachmanim. We're Rachmanim. But the Gemara there says we're Rachmanim, Bashonim, and Goyim Nechasodim. What's the difference? You've already said we're Rachmanim. You've already said we're kind and compassionate. So what's the chesed? The answer is, look, the Malbin is a chesed is proactive. Rachamim is reactive. Something's happened, a letter comes through your door, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, you respond, very nice. But it's not yet on the level of chesed. Chesed is above rachamim, in the sense that chesed is a proactive midah, that you go out to look for opportunities to give to others. You don't wait to get the phone call, you say, look, give a cook, I've got a few hours, I'm going to get in my car, I'm going to drive to the hospital, I'm going to volunteer my time. That's beyond rachamim. That wasn't because something triggered your compassionate juices. That is because you understood that you have a duty, you have an obligation to give of yourself to somebody else. So just like if you've eaten bread, you've got a chiyuv d'oraisa of benching, or you get up in the morning, you've got a chiyuv to wear your tefillin, and the time has come, you've got a chiyuv to say krishma, so too, every person has a duty, a bal chesed understands, that he has a duty to do chesed. I'm not waiting for someone to present himself to me. Ich hab achiv tuton chesed today. And if I go to bed at night, if I'm a bal rachamim, I say to myself, did I wear tefillin? Yeah. Did I bench after lunch? Yes. Did I say krishma bismana? Yes. Did I help anyone today? So even if you're a bal rachamim, you say to yourself, do you know what? I pumped into sand. I went through the whole day. I didn't really interact with anyone. Go to sleep happy. A bal rachamim can still go to sleep happy. A Baal Chesed says, Was ist? How can I go to sleep? I did this, that, and the other, but I didn't help anyone today. My existence wasn't important to anybody else in the world. Ken is that? This is Avraham Avinu. Where did you learn it from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk doesn't say, Olam Rachamim Yibone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't responding to people who needed his help. Because there was no one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachman, Avado, Avinu, Rachman. But the act of creating the world was not as a response, as a reaction to a situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the situation so that he could give to it. Avraham Avinu knew this as well. Avraham Avinu said, Ich will sein wie der Boy Olam. I also need to make sure that I'm doing chesed on a daily basis. But Avraham Avinu was weak. Avraham Avinu was old. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that there should be no urchim. This was the test. Would Avraham Avinu say, okay, Baruch Hashem, there's no one around, I'll just go back inside the cool shade of the tent, and I'll get some extra sleep. So Baal Rachamim would think that. And no one could have any tightness. But Avraham Avinu says, Ach Vashtenish, Titein Chesed LaAvraham, what do you mean there's no one to look after? I can't live like this. I cannot live like this. It was mitztayer that there's no one to look after. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a dilemma, so to speak. What am I going to do now? Make people tired, hungry, dehydrated, famished, exhausted, so that Avraham Avinu I should make so one person suffer to make Avraham Avinu? I can't. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've got a patent. I'll send him Malachim. Sie darf nicht essen, sie darf nicht trinken. They don't need anything. Avraham Avinu will think that they're people. He can pour himself into them. He can give of himself, he can be a Baal Chesed, and nobody has to suffer.
Avraham didn't know that.
That's the whole point. Avraham Avinu thinks he's looking after real people who need his help, so he's able to engage in chesed. Had he known there were malachim, he wouldn't have done it. He said, what is this, a game? He thinks they're people. He's being about chesed, but no one had to suffer. Rav Tesla says, Rachamin. Here this Nakuda, and I want to bring it, but I want to bring it back to Shabbos. He says, Rachamin to chesed is like a mitzvah lo lishmo to a mitzvah that's lishmo. Mitzvah lo lishmo. Kefele chazach, terrible. It's not terrible. The Gemara says, Kala oisimim, la'oilam yasig odom atur mitzvah shlo lishmo, shmatoch shlo lishmo ba lishmo. A person should be about rachamim, should engage in rachamim, because eventually it'll come to be about chesed, but rachamim is only a half-baked middah, because at the end of the day, if you think about it, rachamim is a little bit selfish. Why do you look after that person? So what's the English that we use to explain why we look after people who come into our Dal HaDamos and need help? Because, what do you say? Because we feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry that you've got issues in health or in Parnassah, Mashiach. So I feel sorry for you. So who's feeling sorry? The giver. I feel sorry for you. So when I give you tzedakah, now I don't feel sorry anymore. So who am I looking after, Zot Rav Dessler? Zichalein. Chesed, it's not about you. It's not about you. I'm not reacting to your pain. I've got a duty to do chesed. That's Avraham Avinu. It's a whole much higher darga. And this is Avraham Avinu. That's why we're told. Eile told the Shema Ba'aretz, Behi Borom, Be Avraham. Because Oilom Chesed Yibone. Vos hot dos zuton mit Shabbos. And how can we take this into Shabbos? So just very quickly. Kiyadua says in Chazal in many places, it's in Gemara, it's in the Zoya. Kosh Baruch Hu says, Matona Yeshli Beis Genozai. I've got this beautiful gift. And its name is Shabbos. So there's an aspect of Shabbos that is a Matona. It's a gift. It's a Chesed. Shabbos is a chesed. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi v'sein Shabbos morning. It's matana. Now, I'm sure for all of us, we don't need to be told that. Anybody who's lived through a Sunday to a Friday, am I right? Shabbos is a matana. Yeah. Where would we be without Shabbos? I remember Rabbi Yehuda Silver used to say, Moron Harav, Yehuda Silver Shlita. Mr. Bowden will tell you who he is. But he used to say, even if I was... I can't say it. Okay, I have to say it now. He said, even if someone would prove to me that the whole thing isn't true, Chassar Shalom, I would still keep Shabbos. He said, I would still keep Shabbos. He said, I could not survive without Shabbos. Shabbos, Friday night, the Chodoy, the chicken soup, where? We could not. So that Shabbos is a matana. But I think there's a slightly deeper nakuda to the matona that is Shabbos. And there's something actually that bothered me for quite a while. We say in Kiddush, Shabbos is zeichel ma'aseh bereishis. I wonder whether anyone else has had this kasha before. Shabbos is zeichel ma'aseh bereishis? Have you heard this? You had the same kasha? It's zeichel ma'aseh bereishis. It's zeichel shvisas ma'aseh bereishis. Zeichel soik ma'aseh bereishis. Not ma'aseh bereishis is Sunday through Friday. Shabbos is kivo shovas mikol melachto. What's the pshat that Shabbos is eichel a mice separation? I could catch it. No, what's the answer? So I don't know, but I think it could be poshut that. Okay, there's a major. The mafreshim deal with that. Why do we say that? By yom hashvi. Right, it says Asher Bora Elokim. We finish by saying Baruch Elokim Zim Hashem Hakel. Kibo Shosim Kol Malachtoi. Right, Asher Bora Elokim Laasoi. So there wasn't Asiyas. Rashi only says Bor Shabbos Bor Menucha. But some say the Chayyur Shabbos is. So maybe the answer is very poshut. Is that Shabbos? Sorry.
For the next week.
Okay, the Orachaim for the next week. I want to say maybe something slightly different, which is that Shabbos. We also call it Tachlis Shomayim Ba'aretz. The word Tachlis means the end. It's the end of Ma'aseh Shomayim Ba'aretz. But we also know that Tachlis means the purpose. Purpose Shomayim Ba'aretz is Shabbos. Dahainu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, why did he create his world? We quoted the Ramchal. Because Derech HaTov Lehetiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do good. Let's just analyze this for just a couple of minutes. I know we've got to finish. But you look around the world, where's the Toiv? There's so much Tzadik V'Ra'alu, there's so much pain. So the answer is, V'shteitzach Meret Nishtov Oynam Hazeh. We're talking about Oynam Haba. Oynam Hazeh is a prize door to get to Oynam Haba. But the Toiv isn't here. The Toiv isn't here. What's the loss of Morav Tuvcha Shetzofam Tol Nireyecho? The Toiv is reserved for the Oynam HaToiv, Oynam Haba. Oynam Haba. That's the real Toiv. And Shabbos is Me'ein Oynam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Dahinu that the tachnis of the ganze Bria was for Shabbos. Because Derech HaToiv Lehetiv, and when do we experience the Toiv of Bria so Olam on Shabbos? That's why there's a mitzvah of Oynig on Shabbos. Because as the Ramchal says, we were created Lehis Anagal Hashem, Vishtein Posuk. Lehis Anagal Hashem, to enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to enjoy His presence, to enjoy the Kedusha. And you can only get that on Shabbos. And that's why Shabbos is Zeichel and Meister Bereshis, because the Meister Bereshis Bria Sa'onim was for Tachket Shabbos, was for Shabbos. We can only understand why there was a Meister Bereshis on Shabbos, because Shabbos we have the extra Neshama Yisrael to experience a little bit, a little taste of the Tachnis, which is Oynam Habot, Gavaldi. And I think that could be why Tachket Shabbos is called a Matona. It's a Matona, it's the ultimate gift. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is sensed and felt only on Shabbos. V'lechno zogen, they're just like Avraham Avinu realized that Hashem created the world in order to be mativ lezulosoi, that we as well, and Avraham Avinu therefore says that I'm going to become a Baal Chesed, so we as well need to do the same thing, especially on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that's mesugul for us to all become Baal Chesed. And I remember seeing, and I'll finish with this, Sham Shem Fol Hirsch, on the pasuk "Lo'sivaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem b'yom haShabbos," which is the only melacha which the Torah gives us directly. You must not light a fire on Shabbos. All the other lamatas melachas you've got to work out from melachas haMishkan. But the one that the Torah singles out, do not light a fire. Why this one? Zogim Sham Shem Fol Hirsch, I'll tell you why. Because during the week people are out at work and they're traveling and they're all over the place. And you don't see each other. So there's very little opportunity for interaction. Comes Shabbos, everybody comes home. Even today, we're not out in the fields, literally. But we're in the field of work. Shabbos, everyone comes back, b'chol moish v'seichem, everybody's home. But when everybody's together, there's also the opportunity for friction, and machlokas, and why did I get chamishi, and he got shishi, and who's sitting on my place in shul, and all this kind. There's an opportunity for tevaru esh, there's an opportunity for fire of machlokas. Comes again the pasuk that says, beware, lo tevaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem, b'yoyim ha-shabbos. Make sure that your Shabbos is a day of shalom. Make sure your Shabbos is a day of oynig. Make sure your Shabbos is a day of chesed or matona. And just like Avraham Avinu learned when the Bein Shalom, when he's doing chesed, mid-afton chesed, so to Shabbos, which the whole Shabbos is a tachdus mayim v'oriz, is a zeich, and a ma'isa v'reishis, should also for us be a day that is Shabbos shalom.